Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. The fast-paced, highly acclaimed science fiction novel series, Deep Black Road, the story of a boy and girl who get roboticized and are then tasked with saving the regular humans from themselves, raising questions about humanity and using Christian themes in the storytelling. Deep Black Road 1, The Head of the Snake, and Deep Black Road 2, The Spirit of Liberation, is from author Alan Scovell, a resident of Tillsonburg, Ontario, for 25 years. He's been writing since 2003. Now retired, he creates science fiction and fantasy novels that communicate the Christian faith to young people, searching for ways to make them Christ and God-centered instead of technology or magic-centered. He's written 7 books, including Thirst and the 4-book series The Parables of the Game Master, with more on the way. Alan Scovell, author of the Deep Black Road series, science fiction and fantasy that believe in Jesus, is back with us on This Week in America. Alan, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So much has happened in the last year since you've been on the program. You've got Deep Black Road 2, The Spirit of Liberation is out. I'll go back just a little bit of background. In the first interview we did with Alan, you can find by going to thisweekinamerica.us, going to the podcast. You can see the YouTube version by going to the videos, or just go to YouTube and Google it there. Let's go back to the beginning, how this started for you. And as I mentioned, you were always fascinated by science fiction and fantasy stories. When did you realize there was a better way that you could tell these stories? When did that happen in your life?
It started with reading the Harry Potter series and how it glorifies magic. And I felt that was just wrong. But I really didn't get going on the story that became Deep Black Road 1, The Head of the Snake, until the movie Astro Boy came out. And I found that story badly told. And it started me thinking, and ultimately I came out with my own story, following, as you already said, a boy and a girl who become roboticized and find themselves faced with dealing with the problem for the regular humans.
You know, so often as parents, a series like Harry Potter is immensely successful. We want our kids to read. We encourage them to read. They go to the movies. They enjoy it and probably don't give a whole lot of thought to the message that's there. That's really a concern from parents, isn't it? You hear more and more who are catching on to what you're thinking and thinking maybe we better take a second look at this.
Especially when you hear things of children who they are involved with the Harry Potter movies or something like that, and all of a sudden the kids are off pretending to be wizards and witches and all of this.
Yeah, that, and you've got a safe alternative, and let's talk about that. Deep Black Road 1, The Head of the Snake, we talked about in the last program. Talk about Deep Black Road 2, The Spirit of Liberation, and you're holding the books up there, and we'll have shots of those as well. By the way, Alan's website, where you can get all the information, is Alan, Alen-Scovill, Scovill.com. Link on direct by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the sequel. Where does the story, originally we're in what, 2079, 2080, I believe, is where you pick it up with the sequel.
That's right, but only for the first section. Then, like, it goes through the total collapse of civilization that young new robot witnesses. As I showed at the end of Deep Black Road 1, The Head of the Snake, they found they had the ability to reproduce. And so this child was forced to stay behind. You'd have to read the story to get all the details. And he witnesses the tragic collapse of civilization and then spends the next nearly 500 years involved with the people of the Americas as they slowly rebuild civilization. But then suddenly, after nearly 500 years, one of the powers suddenly starts showing all this old technology and bringing it back. and taking over large swaths of North America. And he has to deal with that problem.
It's a thought-provoking series. This book certainly is thought-provoking. How do you come up with it, with the ideas? You have a very vivid imagination. I mean, this is a great story that you're telling. Where do you come up with this?
I can't really say. It's just there.
It's just there. You think it, and then you write it, and everybody enjoys it. So when you take these, talk about, you try to eliminate the magic, the technology to do the story. How do you go about doing this? Because a lot of the things you talk about, a lot of the technological advancements really are quite believable. How do you go about doing that?
Basically, I don't really delve into the technology. This is why my story is actually more science fantasy than science fiction. I just sort of assume the technology and let it do what I want.
Alan Scovell, our guest on This Week in America. He's author of the Deep Black Road series, Deep Black Road 1, The Head of the Snake, Deep Black Road 2, The Spirit of Liberation. You'll find those wherever books are sold and go directly to Alan's website, which is alan-scovell.com. And again, you can link on to that by going to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly. What are some of the themes? You've got it in many of the books. You take on some very tough young adult topics, bullying, religion, topics like that. Besides a great story, what else, what other messages are you trying to get out there for young people?
Basically, the reality of God. That's rather important in our society where that's being forgotten. And so if we reflect that there's a God that's created us, then that brings in a whole lot of things about there are absolute truths that we deny at our peril.
It's been said with those that have read the book that it's presented without preaching, without coaxing, through a fun and exciting way that makes religion more accessible to tweens. Is this something that's been missing out there? You know, so often it's cloaked in sort of a preaching method, and people are somewhat reluctant to take that. You entertain them, and this underlying message is there.
Yeah, because I have checked out some other books that have been written for Christian books for the young kids, and found in one case, for instance, the characters were very cardboardy. They were caricatures, really, rather than characters.
Yes.
And it very much spoiled the story as far as I was concerned. It wasn't realistic. And certainly I want the issues that are dealt with in the book to be issues that people can relate to.
What kind of feedback are you getting? I know the reviews have been excellent, and it appears that you're really getting the message across in a very entertaining way. What kind of feedback do you get for, and let's talk about the Deep Black Road series, then we'll talk about the other books here in a second. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Basically that it's effective, and as you were saying, people find it enjoyable.
Yes.
I have people of all ages reading it, and like, I didn't write it specifically aiming it to like middle school and young adult. I wrote the story that was in me, and it's mainly young adult or middle school because of the age of the protagonist.
Well, yes, and so often they'll put that in that young adult category, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm reading this book and I'm enjoying it as well. So when you start narrowing it down sometimes, it's like, oh, don't want to do that because this is a book that a lot of people will enjoy. I mentioned the other books in there. Let's talk about them. Thirst is a book that's very special to you, I know. What is that about?
That's about a boy who... Oh, he's living basically a pretty normal kid's life, and he likes playing these trading card games like we're so popular nowadays.
Yes.
I made up my own game, of course, but it's kids out there know about things like Magic the Gathering and the Pokemon card games. But in this case, he gets... Oh, I'm confusing. I was talking about the parables of the Game Master. Thirst is about a boy who... he loses his parents when he's still a baby. And he has a rough growing up. He goes from foster home to foster home. He's got a huge chip on his shoulder. And then when he gets 12, 13-ish, out of the blue, this couple takes an interest in him. And they tell him that they can give him this power, which is basically magic. All he has to do is take that rage that's in him and direct it, and he is able to become very powerful. But after a little time, and he learns some of this, his adoptive parents get destroyed by their nemesis, and he gets thrown into this strange world where he basically has spiritual problems to solve, and where he's in this strange world, he's a monster, which of course is symbolic of his spiritual state. And he has this thirst he can't quench. Like if in the cover you see it's a desert environment with the dragon up here, and he's constantly looking through this land, looking for water, but all he sees is mirages. And then he finally ends up in a city where he's given a quest to find the light. And he has troubles because there's a demon that opposes his progress. And interfering with the progress because he doesn't want to go through the pain of shedding the monster. And so that is the conflict that he's dealing with in this story.
It's a very powerful story, and Thirst is the name of that book that we're talking about. That's available if you go to Alan's website. You can find it on Amazon as well. If you go to Adam's website, you'll get information on all the books. Alan, Allen-Scovil, Scovil.com. And link on our website, This Week in America, and we'll take you directly there to get all the information. The other series that we talked about, The Parables of the Game Master, there are four. Two recommended by U.S. Review, highly rated, highly reviewed books. Talk about that series, because I know, again, you're very proud of that, and well, you should be.
Yeah, well, this one, as I accidentally said a little earlier, is it starts off with the theme of a trading card game, but suddenly our protagonist, Arthur Pye, yeah, he finds himself suddenly thrown into this fantasy realm and gradually learns that it represents the state of his heart. In the center of the realm is this Mount of Omnia, which is where, as he finds out, Christ is. And that's, of course, represents the center of his heart. But around this mount is the abyss of Nil, which is basically like a trench completely around the mountain full of the lies that Arthur believes. And it is also protected by the forest of darkness so that it's hard for him to find the lies that he's believing and living by. And so he ends up on this quest through the land, trying to find a way to get through the abyss so that he can get to the Mount of Omnia and win the game. And then in the further books of the series, he, having successfully completed that task, is given other people. Other people are brought into his life where he has to help them get to their Mount of Omnia.
It's a four-book series, The Parables of the Game Master. All that information is available at Alan's website. Talk a little bit about the benefit of doing a four-part series. This really lets you get deep into the topic, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it also allows another feature that maybe people wouldn't think of. But naturally, in three of the books, you have the first book, which has Arthur himself. And then in two of the books, he is helping boys. But in the third book, Out of the Forest of Darkness, he finds himself helping a girl and dealing with a certain amount of discomfort with that in his life. But learning also humility that he helps, but ultimately it's God who brings it to completion.
A great message there as well. And the fourth in the series is The Fortress with No Door. Again, the information available at the website. Time going by so quickly. What are you working on now?
I'm working on another standalone novel about a lad. He's a high school student, a little older than the protagonists I've written before. And he has... He feels alienated from his father, and then he's out with his father and his uncle playing golf and gets hit by a golf ball right on the forehead, which awakens what's called the chakra there, also known as the third eye. And all of a sudden, he's able to see fairies, angels, imps, and demons, and he has to learn to understand what's going on in the world. He's not religious by any means. He's pretty normal 16-year-old in our culture. But he learns how to control this after a while, but then gets, again, thrown into a parallel realm with the threat of being possessed by this powerful demon, and he has to find a way to avoid that fate and find God.
Well, it sounds like another gripping novel that you're working on. I'll be anxious to hear how that comes out when it's finished, and hopefully have you back on the program to talk about it. Exciting for you, too, because coming up on September 23rd, your books will be displayed at the Toronto Book Festival in downtown Toronto at the Harbourfront Center. Just a little bit about that. How much fun is that when your book's out there in public view like that?
Well, it's more just a hoping that people will discover it and realize that it can be of benefit, especially if parents who are looking for books for their children that they can consider safe spiritually.
And there aren't that many out there, so that's where you fit in very nicely. That's at the Toronto Book and Magazine Festival, September 23rd. That's at Harbourfront Center in downtown Toronto, and Alan's books will be on display there. As you talk about Harry Potter, and then we mentioned the Deep Black Road series, any thoughts about maybe doing some type of TV, movie type of thing with the storyline?
It's hard to say. That's one of those things where the right connections are important.
Yes. Yes. It's a great idea, but you got to get it in front of the right people. So we wish you the best of luck with that, because it's very important work that you're doing. Again, the guest on the program, Alan Scovell. His website is Alan, Allen-Scovill, Scovill.com. The book series we talked about, Deep Black Road, Deep Black Road 1, The Head of the Snake, Deep Black Road 2, The Spirit of Liberation, the book Thirst, and then the four-volume series, Parables of the Game Master, and watch, because a new one coming out here. Any idea when the new book will be ready to be published?
Probably sometime next year. It's taking a little time. Things have been a little distracting lately.
Well, I hope that you're able to get back with that and finish. And it's been a year since we talked, so that's the rhythm we're on now. But every year we get together, you've got a new book, and we get a chance to talk about it. So hopefully we will as well. Alan, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, Alan Scoville, S-C-O-V-I-L, our guest author of the Deep Black Road series, and you'll find all the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.